This is John Batchelor, and this is the Friends of History Debating Society with Michael Vlahos of Johns Hopkins. And we immediately assume our roles of Germanicus and Gaius, Londinium 90 AD, because we're here to discuss republics becoming empires. It is an explanation for what we witnessed at the end of the first century AD. We now have emperors, princeps. The most recent, Domitian, is a thoroughgoing, very, very successful emperor, except he has many enemies, both real and imagined, and he's much on the Danube, where the conspirators are in Rome. But that is the problem of an empire that has reached a position where everyone is suspect of being a plotter or a conspirator against the center. There's only one center in an empire, and that, in this case, is the princeps. Germanicus, I worry about the first century AD, but then again, we know what's going to happen because we can do a time machine backwards and forwards. You are observing what we don't know about, which is the undiscovered country of the 21st century and America. So, using Rome, the model that we know very well in Londinium, how does this appear to you in the 21st century as America struggles with its disorder, its turmoil, the pandemic, the challenges from other geopolitical powers, and also the question, are we now a republic? Good evening to you, Germanicus.
Good evening, Gaius. You know, the central dynamics of an empire are small in number. And one of them, primarily, is that empire exists and has succeeded the republican form of constitutional order, in large part because that is the desire of the aristocracy, of the elites, the optimates. And the elites in a republic need to be part of a collective community of citizens. And when elites get too powerful and too dominant, as they are in America today, they want a system that can assure them that they're quite disproportionate influence and wealth will be maintained and strengthened. And what we all know, without any doubt, is that the American elites, which we can call blue as a shorthand, were elected in 500 counties in America, and red voted for Mr. Trump in 2,500 counties, meaning that a tiny number of counties and about 20% of America account for 75% of its wealth. Now, in those 500 counties, of course, you have the 20% of the optimates. You also have all of their dependents who are, represent the remaining tranche that put blue over the top in 2020. But the fact is that in Rome, you also have that perverse situation of a tiny percentage of elites who have all the wealth, a large group of dependents, and then a much, if not larger, at least a much more far-ranging moiety, meaning about half of the empire, that are just not being made part of it. They're left behind. And this is, in fact, the situation in the United States today. And as a result, elites very much want an imperial system that will protect them. And that is what the princeps does. None of the instabilities of the former republic exist any longer. As long as they can maintain the stability of some form of imperial succession. And the elites, as they are coddled, as they strengthen their grip on the empire, they also become a kind of shell of their former selves. If you can imagine, a vibrant elite in a republic is an elite of leaders. Not only are they not that disproportionately wealthy, but more important, they're leaders. They are the people who command the legions. They are the senators who are out there when Rome was struggling, say, with Carthage. These are the class of leaders that make a nation great. And today, what you have is a dominant class that nonetheless is simply looking out for itself. And as a result, the social mores and customs of this elite are becoming increasingly sclerotic. They are hardening up. They are mere forms that are used to socially separate different groups in the hierarchy of elitism. And that is something that happened in Rome during this period of the 4th century and 2nd century. And what you end up with is a highly ritualized system that can only operate ritualistically. Now, why is this so dangerous? Well, much of the ritual surrounds the power of the empire and reaffirming and expressing the power of the empire. And that means foreign policy. That means imperial strategy. And when that becomes ritualized in the face of enemies who aren't into ceremony, they aren't into your storyline, they're into overthrowing you. And this is exactly what happened to Rome. Rome became comfortable in its empire and the defense of empire, and then all of the rituals that surrounded the exercise of Roman civilization were caught up in a kind of stiff ceremonial structure that was in no way capable of handling the tremendous challenges that rose in the 2nd century and then came down like a ton of bricks in the 3rd century. And if you look at the United States today, the entire stance of the American empire around the world is completely focused on maintaining the highly ritualized day-to-day performances of the American imperial ceremony, that we are the leader of the free world, that we are the leaders of democracy, that everything must stay exactly the way it is, and everything and everyone must bow down to us. And the ways in which we intend to preserve that are going to crumble. And we cannot even begin to see this.
We will discuss this at length later on in these next days. Germanicus and Gaius, John and Michael, we're establishing the terms of what we witness here in 90 AD, backwards and forwards. The Republic of Rome became the Empire of Rome. Caveat for those worried that tomorrow you're going to lose something. No, it will go on for some time, decades, maybe centuries. The might of Rome carried a deal of authority, even though it was no longer a transparency or an organization where the themes were uniting people. It still carried on, the institutions. We have the institutions today, though Rome is a distant memory. And so what Germanicus Michael is outlining is a possible next step for the American Republic become the American Empire. In other words, we've peaked. We've peaked as a source of order and virtue, but we have not peaked as a source of power. That exists. When we next turn to what does it mean to be an empire while dominated by a handful of extremely powerful, untouchable families. Michael Vlahos, Germanicus. I'm John Batzler. This is the Friends of History Debating Society.